play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Cordright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg, all together better. By Cratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville, I'm loving it. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg, you better call Dave's. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee with Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
The 3A regional is here. Galesburg 28-3 against Macomb 16-11. Here's public address announcer Jeff Lamb.
Number zero, Marquise Woods. Number three, Grant Hannett. Number 12, Donnie Wetterling. Number 20, Joe Burke. And number 50, Carter Fahey. The Bombers are coached by Jeremy Anderson. And now the starting lineups for your Galesburg Silver Streaks. A 6'1 guard. Number one, Devin Ross. A 6'2 guard. Number four, Ethan Meeker. A 6 foot guard. Number 12, Jared Olson. A 6'7 forward. Number 23, Eric Thompson. And a 6'4 forward. Number 40, Cody Hawthorne. Your streaks are coached by Mike Reynolds.
Public address announcer Jeff Lamb with tonight's starting lineup. So there you go. For Macomb, Woods is a 6'2 senior. Hannant, the leading scorer in last night's game, a 6'1 senior. He scored 17 in a 53-31 victory over Canton. Wetterling and Burke are both 5'9 seniors. The only non-senior on the floor for either team is Carter Fahey. He's a 6'2 sophomore. And the tallest player on the Macomb roster. So again, 9 seniors on the floor, potentially playing their final game in a high school uniform. Thompson is in the midcourt circle with the only sophomore, Fahey, and the Silver Streaks win the tip. And we are underway for the Silver Streaks in the postseason against Macomb, played last night. So as talked about in the pregame, they got some of those jitters out of the way. Ross hits a three from the right wing, and we're underway with the Streaks up 3-0.
Nice to see Devin Ross get off on a good note there. He's hit only 20% from three-point land this year, but if he could step up and help out the scoring load, that would be great from Devin.
Give you postseason scores throughout the area as we go along here tonight. Several of the Silver Streaks opponents from this season were eliminated last night. We keep a special eye on how the Silver Streaks schedule fares up in the postseason. There's a runner in the lane and a shot down for Grant Hannon at the free throw line. Again, he was the leading scorer last night in Macomb's victory. And he gets the Bombers' first points here tonight with the Streaks up 3-2. Hawthorne to the left wing. Olson left open. That one is off the back rim. Rebound, Eric Thompson puts it on the floor. Cutting in, Olson with the feed. Steps back, banks it in. Streaks up 5-2. Thanks to an offensive rebound by Eric Thompson.
Yeah, Eric made it all happen that time. Decided not to go back up with it. Knew his teammate on the other side, Olson, would be cutting in. Found him. And Jarrett, who finishes for a guy that's only 6 feet tall, really well around the basket.
Driving in from the left side is Fahey, the sophomore. Shot goes over the rim. Weak side rebound. Chase down. Turnaround jumper off the mark by Woods. Third attempt by Macomb is off the rim. Finally corralled in the lane by Cody Hawthorne. Streaks up 5-2. And then losing the handle on the ball, Ross on the outside. Just lost the handle on it. Just unguarded and unfocused a little bit of it, I guess.
Yeah, that one got Mike Reynolds to roll his eyes a little bit. It happened right beside him. Just one of those. We had two players. Macomb had turned around. All five had already gone back up the court. They heard the whistle and didn't know what happened.
And now Macomb nearly lost it into the backcourt on the feed from Hannant, but Wetterling was there to keep it from going into the backcourt. 5-2 Galesburg. Macomb with the ball. We're a minute 40 into the game. Woods up top, drives the right side of the lane on Thompson. Eric pokes the ball away and then can't handle it as he comes down with it under the basket out of bounds. Macomb hangs on to it.
Well, McComb, five shots at the basket already. Three offensive rebounds after the block there, so they'll get it back, but only one field goal.
Lob on the end down to Woods. Now it goes right side Fahey, just to the right of the top of the arc. Feeds it over left side to Burke, and back out to Fahey on the outside. We're 2 minutes in, streaks with a three-point lead. The Bombers wearing the road black with the orange trim. Around a screen, down the lane, up and in is Burke. Lost Meeker on the outside, around the screen, and he got a step and went down the lane to pull McComb within one at 5-4. Devin Ross across midcourt. Thompson comes out high for it. Now Meeker. Olsen has it. Hawthorne the only one without a touch on this possession. It's over to Ross on the right wing. He feeds back to Olsen. Now Cody has it on the right corner. Everybody's touched it so far. Meeker on the outside fakes a three. Steps inside the arc out to Devin. He drives. Jump stop. Floater over the basket. Weak side rebound Fahey. McComb now looking for its first lead of the game. Down 5-4 with the ball. Under 5.5 to go first quarter. Woods on the left elbow. Back out behind him to Wetterly. Heard Mike Reynolds say in the pregame show he feels McComb is very confident and comfortable in a half-court offense. He said the defense has to make them uncomfortable. So they'll be patient. They'll pass the ball, move around a lot, set screens, try to find an open shot, and they won't hesitate to take some time off the clock. Feed down low through the hands of Hannett. Too strong and too high off his hand out of bounds. First McComb turnover.
Now, one of the keys, according to Coach Jeremy Anderson, McComb, keep their turnover count down. They can't afford many of those. If they're going to make them, that's probably the way they want it. Don't do it out high and give Gelsberg a run out and get easy points.
Olsen with the dribble now up top. Meeker gets free around the screen, hits a three. First shot, first basket for Ethan Meeker, 8-4 Gelsberg. McComb had a chance to take the lead at the other end. Streaks instead go up four. In the backcourt on the dribble is Wetterling. Olsen hounding him, gets it across midcourt, now feeds it over to Woods just inside the top of the arc. Now down low it goes. Hannett trying to put a shot up over Ross. Good defense by Devin, made him miss, and then saving it out of bounds, Woods into the hands of Ross. Behind the back with the dribble. Then has the ball tipped behind him. McComb steals it back. Two-on-one break. Fahey with the drive, and a block called, and a blocking foul called on the Silver Streaks.
You're going to get Cody Hawthorne. Yep, he came in trying to block that. I think he did get some of the ball, but also got a little body. And so we'll see our first free throw shot of the game. Going to the line, Carter Fahey, 6'2" sophomore from McComb.
Right-hander puts it up and in. 8-5, Gelsberg by 3. Into the game, Kevontae Shaw. Eric Thompson gets a breather, 4:15 to go first quarter. Wonder if McComb's seen anybody the likes of Kevontae Shaw defensively this season. And with the head games, too. Meeker with a rebound on the miss. Streaks with the ball up three. Into the lane. Shaw down the lane. Up and in with a left hand. Streaks attacked quickly, and Kevontae wasted no time getting involved on the offense on the feed from Ross on the outside. 10-5, Gelsberg's biggest lead early here, just past the halfway point of quarter number one. And a foul away from the ball. We got a block called against McComb, I think. An illegal screen set by Woods, possibly. And that's the second McComb turnover.
I was going to say, prior to those two foul calls, we hadn't had a whistle for a foul. And, of course, on Friday night, I think we had about 10 fouls called in the first 3 or 4 minutes. It was something else.
Yeah, if the wind blew just the right way, yep. If some breeze came in, it was a foul that night. Olsen penetrates, got a little too far underneath the basket on the runner, missed it. Wetterling with the rebound. McComb with the ball down 10-5 as we go under 3.5 to go first quarter. On the outside, Fahey guarded by Hawthorne, trying to spinning away from Cody down to the low blocks. Cody catches up to him and a whistle. And they're going to call traveling?
Yep.
All right. I didn't see the official signal. And we've got a 30-second timeout by McComb with 3:26 to go first quarter and a 10-5 Gelsberg lead.
You know, the Bombers coached by Jeremy Anderson are going to be a reflection of Jeremy. I used to broadcast the games when he played at Avon High School under Mel Casper down at the pit in Avon. And Jeremy, at 6'1", was their center. Had a big black mop of long hair. That's all gone. But, you know, just talking to him a little bit.
The black hair is gone. There's still hair up there.
Yeah, but not nearly as much as there was back then. But the kid played hard. He couldn't jump very well. I mean, he was just a plotter in there, but he just worked and worked and worked. He was great at getting position. You know, he was undersized most of the time and trying to do what he did. And he just got the most out of his abilities. And I'm sure he's able to transfer that into this team and have them do the same thing.
10-5 Galesburg coming out of the Bombers timeout. Streaks with the ball, under 3:20 to go first quarter. Meeker just outside the free throw line. Feeds it left to Shaw. Now into the hands of Olsen on the elbow. Down low to Thompson back into the game at the timeout. Gets it back out to Olsen. Jarrett in the arc, then backs out. Here's Meeker with another right elbow. Trying to go baseline. Gets there. Steps back and puts it up and in with a right hand. Nifty move by Ethan Meeker. And the Streaks put the full court press on. A deflection and a steal. Thompson deflects it to Olsen. Now Meeker wide open. Drains it. Just like that, the Streaks are up 10. And another McComb timeout with 2:46 to go. A full timeout. Let's take one with them. Galesburg 15, McComb 5. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Dennis Twitty State Farm on Henderson Street in Galesburg, helping you manage the risks of everyday life, recover from the unexpected, and realize your dreams. By Animal Medical Center, providing the finest veterinary care possible, corner of Carl Sandburg Drive and Seminary Street. By Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. By attorney Robert Lindstrom in the Bondi Building in downtown Galesburg. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
This is Antoine R. Martin. Join me tomorrow at 5:15 on Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL when I'll sit down with Wayne Saleem, Republican candidate for the 74th District of the Illinois General Assembly.
Galesburg leads McComb 15-5, 2:46 to go in the first quarter. McComb called two timeouts in a 40-second span. This time they break the press. Down court quickly, jumper by Hannett off the front of the rim. Out with it, Olsen on the rebound. Leading the break. Into the front court, Meeker. No, three again. Off the back rim this time. Thompson can't handle the rebound as it's behind him. Wetterling gets it for McComb. Meeker with eight of the Silver Streaks, 15 here in the opening quarter. 10-point Streaks lead, 2:20 to go first quarter. On the left side, Joe Burke around Meeker, down the lane again, just flips it up toward the basket, and a defensive rebound by Ross and is fouled by Grant Hannon.
Silver Streaks being effective and getting the tempo of this game up a little bit. Again, that's not what McComb wants. They know the higher the tempo, probably the less chance they have to win, because they're not a team that scores a lot of points. They want to keep this game in the 40s and 50s, but the Streaks able to get out and put up a quick 15 here in 6 minutes.
As we approach the two-minute mark of quarter number one, Olsen steps back behind the arc. UT is in a dogfight with Normal Community. Update you on that 4A regional. Here's Thompson driving down low. Gets blocked by Woods. It goes right back to him. Left corner Shaw for three. No. Rebound Ross out to Meeker. Free throw line. Back behind him. Olsen for three. Off the front of the rim. Rebound McComb. Streaks got three looks at it. Come up empty. Still lead 15-5. Minute and a half to go first quarter. Darius Sammons will check in for the first time for the Streaks at the next dead ball. Kyle Rash with it, turns it over. And a two-handed missed dunk and an intentional foul on McComb as Marquise Woods came in from the backside and pushed Thompson after the steal, going for the two-handed slam. And the Streaks are going to get two free throws on the ball here.
Yeah, and Eric didn't take too kindly to that. You can't blame him, but I'll give this to Woods. I think initially that he started to push, and he did a little bit, but he didn't give it the full force like we saw the kid up in Geneseo do to Ethan Meeker that just shoved him into the wall. Woods pulled off as Eric hits the first free throw, so not a violent push, but still enough to cause an intentional.
I can't help but wonder that anytime somebody gets pushed going to the basket now, if it happens again the rest of the season, if these kids aren't just going to automatically flash back to the Meeker situation with Geneseo.
Yeah, and again, that one was exaggerated.
It was.
He didn't let up at all, and in this case, again, it's I think your nature is to try and make some sort of a play from the backside, which Woods did, but he pulled away, so.
Two Thompson free throws put the Streaks up a dozen, and Galesburg gets the ball back after the Woods foul. Minute 20 to go, 17-5 Streaks. Shaw on the left elbow, up top Hawthorne back in, right side Ross. Salmon's battling down low for position, now fights to the screen, comes up high. Shaw with the dribble to the high post, leans in, rattles it through. Givante with four in the game off the bench. It's 19-5 Galesburg as they've scored 11 straight here in this opening quarter. In the backcourt, Fahey across midcourt, under a minute to go. Found an opening in the lane, drives down it, stops, pulls up, missed it. Rebound Wetterling up and rattles it through, and he's fouled. That was Burke, rather, on the offensive rebound put back. And that snaps the Galesburg run. And McComb trails by 12.
Foul was on number 10.
On the first foul of the game on Darius Sammons. second team foul on the streaks, 49 seconds to play.
Well, exaggerated playing Fahey to the right made him go left and left the lane wide open down the middle. He got a decent shot, and now a missed free throw gives it back to McComb.
As Fahey sneaks in underneath and gets his third rebound. Now a jumper at the free throw line, rolls off, and the rebound into the hands of Sammons. Darius gets it out to Devin, opening all the way to the lay-in on the left side. Devin worked his way up to the left wing, and there was nobody between him and the basket, so he attacked for his fifth point of the night.
So nice to see us get some layups. Rock Island able to do that the other night so effectively, and we were having to throw everything up from 25 feet. There's a traveling call on McComb. The Streaks will get it back.
Hannett driving in from the right side. Got a little bump, knocked him off balance, and he took extra steps. Memphis Nicholson will check in for the Streaks. Salmon sits down. Nice to have Meeker and Olson on the bench here, getting a breather late in the first quarter. Those are two of the three injured for the Silver Streaks that we referenced in the pregame. And, of course, if you've been following this team, you know that. So it's nice to have a big lead and get them some extra rest here at the end of the first quarter. 21-7 Galesburg, under 10 seconds to go. Ross with a left elbow, fakes right, steps left, pull-up jumper, swishes it from 18 feet. Devin's got 7 in the quarter. Streaks' lead is 16, and that's the end of a very good first quarter for Galesburg, leading the McComb Bombers 23-7. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Looks like the mailman's here with a great big package. I wonder if that's for Mommy. Did Daddy give Mommy present? Oh my goodness, that is huge. Ooh, it's kind of heavy, huh? Let's see what we got. A power bill? What the?
Giant power bills are no present. Save money on yours with a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Dennis Twitty State Farm on Henderson Street in Galesburg, helping you manage the risks of everyday life, recover from the unexpected, and realize your dreams. By Edible Medical Center, providing the finest veterinary care possible, corner of Carl Sandburg Drive and Seminary Street. By Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. By attorney Robert Lindstrom in the Bondi Building in downtown Galesburg. And by Tom Irons and Accounting Systems on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
Buy stuff cheap during the WGIL radio auction Saturday morning, March 19th, starting at 7 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
One quarter gone. Very good first quarter for the Galesburg Silver Streaks, leading McComb 23-7 after one. A deflected ball twice, and McComb still hangs on to it on the opening possession of quarter number two. Burke with it on the outside, trying to shake Sammons. Feeds it back up top to Kyle Rash. Now they swing it around left side. Into the hands of Corby Foxall, a 6-foot junior in at the quarter break, drives in left side, cut off by Olson, and he tosses it back out to Rash at the top of the arc, throws it behind Foxall, and finds its way over to Burke on the left side before it went out of bounds. 16-point Galesburg lead, 23-7. Driving down the lane, Rash goes up with the left hand, missed it. Rebound Cody Hawthorne, his second board of the game. Streaks back in transition, trying to build on a 16-point lead. McComb gets back defensively. Down low Thompson, low blocks, kicks it back out to Meeker. Ethan feeds it between the circles to Olson, who resets the offense. Give you some first quarter stats here in a moment. Catch you up on some other postseason scores as well. Here's Olson with the dribble down low. Positioned by Hawthorne. Steps to the basket. Over the basket on the bank shot. And the rebound to Burke. He's got three boards for McComb. Into the front court. Burke hangs on to it, taking it across the timeline. Up top it goes to Foxall. Double team. Thompson keeps on top of him. Passes it back out to Burke. Now to the right side on the wing. Braden by Hennick, a 6-foot junior, turns it over. Meeker feeds it. Thompson dunks. Perfectly executed in stride from Meeker on the bounce right into the hands of Thompson. Streaks turn a turnover into a bucket.
Yeah, Meeker just saved that on the sideline by about an inch. He kept that ball in bounds, and Eric knew what to do. Head up court, and Ethan found him.
18-point Galesburg lead, 6:20 to go for the half. It's 27-25-7, Galesburg over McComb. Burke with it up the top of the arc, feeds it in. Turnaround jumper, swish by Foxall.
I'll tell you what, he just came in the game. He looks like he's played a little football. That's a stout young man.
Wondered the same thing. Listed it right at 6 foot. Here's Meeker trying to drive in, or rather Olson trying to drive in from the left side. Steps past his man, tips up and in. Too strong when he got to the low blocks. The ball really kind of came right back to him up in the air, and he just tipped it up and in. Jarrett with four in the game. Streaks lead 27-9. 5:40 to go first half. Here's Hannett. Hounded by Sammons in the lane, falls down, and a blocking foul on the arm by Darius will be his second.
And Darius kind of a victim of Hannah just falling down that time, and I think Darius was just in the wrong place. And the official had to call something other than a travel, so he picked up the foul.
United Township and Normal Community tied at 43 with 14 seconds left. Panthers have the ball. That game has been tight all the way through with every update that's come through across Twitter. Rock Island leads Pekin just 13-12 at the end of one quarter at Ottawa.
Well, for both of those teams, Normal and UT, to have to play each other in a first game of a regional, yeah, that's really tough.
Up top, Hannant, left side, they leave Fahey open, fires the three off the front of the rim, rebound knocked out of bounds by McComb.
McComb was 3 of 12 in the first quarter. Silver Streaks hit 9 of 16, including their final three shots. Rebounds were even at 9 apiece, but 6 McComb turnovers to 2 for Galesburg. Painful for the Bombers, who now have 7, and the Streaks up 27-9 with the ball. 5 minutes to go, second quarter.
Panthers and the Ironmen have gone to overtime. Shaw left up and up top, missed the three-pointer. Hawthorne sneaks in, gets the rebound, can't get the follow. Still with the ball, battling up off the glass and fouled finally. And Cody frustrated that none of those shots would go down for him, but he's going to get a couple of free throws here.
I mean, he struggled with that at times all year. He's just so strong. And now with the added problem with that finger being wrapped, two of them together, I don't think he has much touch at all when he puts it up there. He just kind of puts it up in hopes, and free throw touch leaves him there as well. That one bounces in and out.
Carter Fahey with the foul, his first. 4 team fouls on McComb. Cody's second went on the way, and the left-hander knocks it down. He's in the scoring book with his first point of the night. He's also got 4 rebounds to lead the Streaks. 19-point Galesburg lead, 28-9. Streaks have the press on. At the free throw line, Burke now bounces it into the front court to Hannon, who drives, leans in, draws contact with Shaw standing there, trying to hold his position. But Kevonte draws the blocking foul, his first. And the third Galesburg team foul.
Hammett, nice job of sticking with that after the contact and making that shot, hitting it off the glass.
Did they count that?
Yep.
I thought I saw the official pointing to the floor as if to say...
Oh, well, maybe not.
But the Streaks are attacking after the rebound.
Yeah,
got so
11 points, yeah.
It counted, and then nearly lost on the sideline, and Wetterling did lose the ball out of bounds. And he turns back and gives Jarrett Olson a nasty look, and Jeremy Anderson seems to be pleading his case with the official, saying, how can you not call their guy for that foul?
Jerry Anderson from here looks a little like John McEnroe over there, especially when he's mad.
Driving into the front court, Streaks up 28-11. This is Hawthorne up top with it, right side over to Ross, and now a foul away from the basket. And Jarrett Olson looks back at his bench perplexed.
Makeup call?
Well, you would sure think so, wouldn't you? It was Meeker who got the push on the other end who didn't draw the foul. It's Olson who gets it on this end. 28-11. Streaks keep the pressure on. 4.5 minutes to go for the half. Into the front court, Burke tries to sidestep around Olson, now backs it up into the midcourt circle. Fahey with it left, feeds it down low, left of the lane. Wetterling caught in traffic. Meeker reaches in, tries to strip it loose, passes it back out to Fahey instead. Approaching the midpoint of quarter number two, 28-11 Galesburg. Streaks trying to play for the regional championship here at home on Friday night. Down low, good feed to Fahey from the outside. Steps left, up with the left hand, won't go down. Woods fights for it for McComb, knocked out of bounds. Last touch by the Streaks, apparently.
That'll be 7th offensive rebound, or 7th second opportunity at least. That wasn't a clean rebound, but it goes as such as McComb sticks with it down
there. To get it into hand, it fades away, banks it up and in from the left side. He's got 6 to lead the Bombers. It's 28-13, Galesburg by 15.
You can see where McComb would be tough for a team that isn't a little bigger than them and a little more athletic, which is what Galesburg is. They do a lot of things well.
Down low, Thompson trying to back his way in. Contact, 2 players fall down, no call, and they get it out to Ross instead, who stutter steps with it and travels. Third Galesburg turnover. UT up 48-45 on Normal Community in overtime. Now up by 5, 50-45. They're under a minute to go in the extra session. Manuel and Peoria High School tied at 12, end of the first quarter in that one.
This is what, third or fourth meeting between those two this year?
second year in a row they've met in the postseason in the regional. Here's Thompson with a strip out high. Thinking dunk. There it is! Down the right side of the lane. Up with the one hand and the jam. And both of his baskets tonight are the slam dunks. And the Silver Streaks lead by 17 again, 30-13.
And near center with quick enough hands to make the steal and take it all the way. Eric, who didn't have a particularly good game Friday night, having a good one here.
Tried the lob in. Ross with the long arms reaches up. Other end, Meeker up and in with a scoop shot. And another timeout by McComb. Their third of the game with the Streaks up by 19, 32-13, 3:01 to go first half.
There's a 30-second timeout. McComb, again, this is what they run into. I thought they had played us really tough here for about 3 minutes in the stretch, and we're doing some nice things offensively, getting some baskets, sticking with it. We'd had a couple of turnovers, but then, bam, you know, Silver Streaks with that athleticism and quickness advantage, able to get three quick baskets here and turn this thing back into a nearly 20-point game. And for the Bombers, I'm afraid they're going to be up against that all night. Silver Streaks trying to knock them out early in this one, maybe get a little rest for some of these still not 100% players, get ready for what'll be a real battle probably on Friday night.
Well, it wasn't quite the 15-0 start that the Jayhawks did at Texas last night that I was kind of hoping the Streaks would do here tonight, but leading by 19 with under 3 minutes to go in the first half, and another foul called on a double team 80 feet away from the basket with Wetterling double-teamed on the baseline, and they're going to call Olsen for the shove. Olsen and Shaw were both there on the double team. Wetterling fell down out of bounds. Now he's got it up the near side, guarded by Meeker. Stopped short of the midcourt line, picks it up, and then kicked out of bounds by Meeker as he tried to bounce it into the front court to Burke. Quincy leading Granite City 17-8 in the 4A Alton Regional. Granite City and Collinsville were locked up in a battle. I think that one ended up going overtime last night. And Quincy having their way early on. On the left side, Woods driving in through the lane, feeds it, good pass down low, and the shot flicked up and in by Wetterling on the low blocks. It bounced on the rim a couple of times and dropped through.
Well, this McComb team, they're giving up some size, but they just continue to go inside. They haven't put up a jump shot all night, have they? Any distance? I can't remember one.
Nope. Here's Meeker. He'll fire a long one.
Yep.
Drains it from the left wing. Just gave him too much of an open look, and now Mike Reynolds calls timeout with 2:01 to go, and the Streaks up 20 right before a halftime. 35-15, full timeout Streaks. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Exciting Silver Streak basketball and the exciting lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs at Galesburg Nissan. From one end of the court to the other, we feature the most dependable and fuel-efficient dream team. New to our lineup, the 2016 Nissan Titan full-size pickup featuring the powerful Cummins V8 diesel engine. Towing capacity of a 3/4 ton with half-ton comfort and features never before offered on a full-size truck. Check it out now at Galesburg Nissan, where you just can't buy a Nissan for less.
As new items are added to the WGIL radio auction, you could be among the first to know what'll end up for bid on Saturday morning, March 19th. Sign up for radio auction email alerts today at WGIL.com.
2:01 to go first half. Galesburg using its first timeout after building a 20-point lead, 35-15. Coach Mike Reynolds is able to get Jarrett Olsen out during that timeout after Olsen picked up two fouls. Ross, Sammons, Meeker, Shaw, and Thompson on the floor as the Streaks keep the press on. Intercepted by Sammons. In the lane, Meeker up, rattles it through. Ethan with 15 in the first half, 8 in the first quarter, 7 in the second quarter, 37-15. And I don't keep transition points or points off turnovers, but Streaks have a bunch of them here tonight as they nearly got another one there. Now McComb will inbound it.
Sammons with the assist and a nice steal by him off that press. And he could have taken the shot, but he just felt more comfortable with Ethan getting it.
Pressure on again, and now a kick in the backcourt just as Meeker flew through the lane to intercept another soft pass. So two near turnovers. McComb will get a third chance at it, inbounding from the right of the Galesburg basket. Then it goes to Hannant. Double team collapses, throws it up top over to the left side, and a foul called on Meeker going for the steal as they lobbed it up and over to Wetterling.
But that ball had a lot of air under it,
and
I'm sure Ethan's eyes lit up thinking he could go up there and get that one, but it just hung up there long enough he couldn't quite get it. It went over his fingers, and he Bump Tanum, who goes to the free throw line now. McComb is in the bonus.
First one up and off the rim. They have not shot free throws well tonight. Darius Sammons gets in for his second rebound. They are 0 for 2 in this quarter, 1 for 5 for the game at the line. Sammons up top to Devin Ross. UT advances in the 4A regional. They hold off Normal Community. Backdoor feed to Meeker, and then McComb gets in there, knocks it loose, saving it out of bounds into the hands of Thompson. Out to Meeker for three. Rolls off.
I'm sure McComb's thinking, oh, we didn't want the ball to end up in that guy's hands. He nearly got him again.
Hannett with the rebound. Fahey on the right side up the near sideline. Guarded by Kevontae Shaw. We're under a minute to go for the half. 37-15, Galesburg by 22. Into the lane. Good feed. McComb couldn't handle it very well. Foxall double pumped. Couldn't get the shot off. Guarded up top by Thompson, so they feed it to the outside now with 40 seconds to go. Bounce pass to the left side, Burke, guarded by Meeker. Coming out for it is Hannett, trying to shake Darius Sammons, fires from the high post off the back rim. Darius in there for his third rebound of the game. Now Galesburg can hold for the final shot, under 30 seconds to go for the half, leading 37-15. Sammons, Ross, Meeker on the outside. Shaw comes out for it. Now Ethan in the midcourt circle, right side Darius. Ross comes out for it, 16 seconds to go. Thompson, the only one who hasn't touched it on the possession so far. He's lurking down low, now comes out high to set a screen. Ross starts to dribble with 7 seconds to go. Works his way left. He wants Ethan to cut to the basket. Devin's still with it. Fires it right side over to Shaw. Fires one from the outside off the front of the rim, and that's the end of the half. But a good first half for Galesburg, especially after the disappointment of Friday night's loss to Rock Island. Galesburg goes to the locker room up 37-15 over the Bombers here in this 3A regional semifinal. Halftime show coming up next with some first half statistics and a word from the coaching staff, with Galesburg leading by 22 at the break. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM, 1400 AM WGIL.
McDonald's Shamrock Shake presents Mintriguing Thoughts.
What's with all the pinching this time of year? Getting pinched dampens the spirit of St. Patty's. So unless you're a crab or lobster, don't pinch me. And even if you are one of those sea creatures, don't pinch me either.
And here's another Mintriguing Thought. Head to McDonald's for a delightful Shamrock Shake. It's like finding a pot of gold you can drink, with whipped cream and a cherry on top. Limit time only. Price and participation may vary.
Exciting news from Dave's Auto Body. We are now F-150 aluminum truck specialists. We're one of the small percentage of shops in the state of Illinois who are equipped to handle this brand new truck. It's exciting for us. It's a great truck. Come to Dave's Auto Body if you need to have it repaired.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Halftime here at John Field Gymnasium. Good first half, good first two quarters for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. They've led the entire way, scored the first basket. McComb was within one twice at 3-2 and 5-4. Galesburg had an 11-0 run in the first quarter to open up a 16-point lead by halftime. And then had another little mini run there in the second quarter. With McComb down, let's see, what they only got it within 15, it looks like. And then the Silver Streaks went on a little bit of a flurry, forced a McComb timeout. They outscored the Bombers 9-2 late in the first half and lead it by 22 here at the break, 37-15. I know, coaches are always looking for ways to improve and things to work on, but I think Mike Reynolds has to be pretty happy with what he's seen here in the first half.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're shooting the ball better. A lot of that due to Ethan being terrific, as usual. Our defense has been, you know, and he mentioned that at the outset. He said defense is still our MO. No matter how much there are times they can get them down the court and score points, the defense is still where it has to start for this team. And I've seen intensity at every position on the court defensively tonight. Again, I've been impressed with McComb's tenacity in just fighting to get that ball in the lane and get shots up. I mean, they're undersized at about every position. Mm-hmm. I am impressed with the Fahey kid. He's just a sophomore. He's 6'2". You figure he grows another inch or two in that conference, and he can go to his left, his right. I mean, he can use either hand. He doesn't back down. I think they've got him a player there for the next couple of years. So
he shot one from the outside. He didn't make it, but it indicates at least some confidence to take the shot from the outside.
Yeah. This game is what many thought it would be at this point. Gelsberg bouncing back after a tough loss and playing much better and just superior athletically and in basketball skills in many respects here on the court tonight.
Well, and Jeremy Anderson talked in the pregame about how his team needs to limit turnovers. They have not done that here tonight, and that's a big part of the streak's halftime lead here, 37-15. So on that note, we'll give you some turnover numbers as well as some other information with halftime statistics brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Gelsberg.
All right, Silver Streaks 53% in that first half, 15 out of 28.
Take it.
Meanwhile, McComb at 35%. I had them 7 of 20 from the field in half number one.
As did I.
Okay, we go to the rebounding totals. Gelsberg sitting a little bit up in that one. I've got 16 rebounds for the Silver Streaks, 9, 10, 11, 13 for McComb. Is that
right
where
as well?
You are?
Yep.
Okay. And then the turnover count, the Bombers with 6 in the first quarter, 3 more in the second.
Turnovers?
Yeah.
I had them with 5 in the second quarter. 11 for the half.
You got the watching too much, so okay, 11 for the half. The Silver Streaks, 2 in that quarter.
All right, yeah, I had 1.
Okay, and 4 for the half.
4 for the half. And 3-point shooting, as Jim indicated not long ago. McCombs put up just 1 from the outside, 0 for 1. Silver Streaks are 4 for 11 from 3-point range. Free throw shooting, Bombers just 1 of 5. Silver Streaks, 3 of 4 at the line and lead 37-15 at the half. Come back, take a look at the individual statistics. We'll talk things over with the coaching staff as well. Gelsberg by 22 at the half, leading McComb 37-15. You're listening to Gelsberg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Gelsberg, by Caring Hands Animal Clinic, Caring Hands, Caring Hearts, next to Bart Optical on Henderson Street, by Two Painted Ladies on Seminary Street in Gelsberg, offering upcycled furniture and unique handcrafted gifts, by Templeton Roofing, best in roofs, Gelsberg's commercial and residential roofing contractor since 1930, and by attorney Tricia Blake at Blake Law Office in downtown Gelsberg. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
WGIL, proudly connected to Galesburg.
Looking ahead on our events calendar, on St. Patrick's Day, the Galesburg FFA Soup Supper and Dessert Auction runs from 5 to 7 at the GHS Cafeteria. Tickets will be $4. You can buy them at the door. Proceeds help send the FFA members to conferences and conventions. Get more information at WGIL.com.
This public service message is proudly presented by the local staff and management and ownership at WGIL.
The official WGIL forecast, clear this evening in a low of 17. For tomorrow, mostly sunny and a high of 38, while for tomorrow night, cloudy with a 50% chance of snow. City temperatures in the low 30s. For Thursday, cloudy, 50% chance of snow and a high of 38, while for Thursday night, becoming partly cloudy and a low of 23. While for Friday, mostly sunny and a high up around 40. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 25.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Halftime scoreboard brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. United Township, a 6-point winner over Normal Community in the 4A sub-regional, 53-47 in overtime. At halftime, it's Pekin leading Rock Island, 24-19. Turnovers apparently a problem for the Rocks tonight, helping Pekin to the lead there at the break. Rock Ridge leads Sterling Newman in the 2A sectional semifinal, 24-18. And where was the other one? There's one more score I wanted to pass along. Well, how about the one that we're looking at right here? Gelsberg 37, McComb 15 at the half. And individual scoring, let's run through that. In the first half, Grant Hannett leads McComb with 6. Joe Burke has 4. Corby Foxall, Donnie Wetterling with 2. Carter Fahey has 1. Brian Van Hannock, Kyle Rash, and Marquise Woods have not scored for the Bombers. For the Silver Streaks, Ethan Meeker leads with 15. Devin Ross has 7. Eric Thompson with 6. Jarrett Olson with 4. Devontae Shaw off the bench with 4. Cody Hawthorne with 1. And Darius Sammons and Memphis Nicholson have not scored for the Silver Streaks, who lead it at the break 37-15. Both teams out of the locker room, and we'll talk with the Streaks coaching staff here momentarily. Our Galesburg High School halftime coaches interview brought to you by Pratty Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. Jim Lee is with assistant coach Ryan Hart to talk about the coaching staff's thoughts on the first half.
All right, Ryan, halftime, I said at least you didn't have to yell at halftime. You said, yeah, there was still some, huh?
Yeah, we're not getting a body on anybody when they shoot the basketball. They're getting too many free runs to the hoop, and I think Darius is the only one that actually went to the glass hard the whole first half.
I know they did get a lot of second-chance opportunities. In fact, they refused to shoot it from the perimeter.
I know, and it's ridiculous on our part. We're not having active hands on the shots up. They're getting some uncontested drives to the lane and some cuts to the lane, too. And when the shot goes up, we're just turning and going to the rim. We're not even looking to see who we're supposed to be boxing out.
Do you think the guys are a little anxious to get to the offensive end? Is that why they're not quite where they should be?
Well, it's one of those things we talked about earlier about not really being in sync and playing up to our potential. I think that's just the last thing that has to come around because offense is starting to turn around a little bit.
Yeah, I would say offensively, you've got to be pretty happy, I would think, with most of what you saw.
Yeah, we're doing a pretty good job at the offensive end, sharing the ball, setting decent screens, moving it, and getting some decent dribble drives and some post touches, which is actually pretty key this year.
Yeah, very good. Thanks, Ryan.
Thank you.
Thanks, as always, to Ryan Hart and whomever joins us from the Silver Streaks coaching staff coming out of the locker room at halftime. More recently, sometimes it's Matt Pogue. Most of the time, it's been Coach Hart, as it was here tonight. And we'll set the lineups for a year when the teams come out of the locker room to get things started here in the second half. One other score, I realized what it was I wanted to pass on to you folks, and that is LaSalle Peru, which is at the Dixon Regional. LP went through the season losing just once all year. They lead Rock Falls at the half by just two, 27-25. Still no update on Manuel and Peoria High, with the Rams leading 14-12 there at last check. Metamora playing Peoria Notre Dame at Dunlap tonight. That's another one we'll be watching, with Metamora having a terrific season. We're just underway now here in the third quarter. The Silver Streaks with the starting five back out onto the floor. Olsen on the right wing. Hawthorne cutting through the lane. Pass goes to the outside to Meeker. Now left side Ross right in front of his own bench. Up top, Meeker led the Streaks in scoring with the first half. Here's Olsen from the outside. Drives low blocks. Up with the right. Left hand. Missed it. And Marquise Woods with a rebound. I think Jarrett maybe thought there was going to be a little contact as he finished off that play and didn't get it. Wide open on the left side. Finally, they get the pass over to Burke, but he's covered up. Passes it to the outside, Fahey. So it's Burke, Fahey, and now Hannett with it, the leading scorer from Macomb last night. Lob on the inside to Fahey. Collects it, steps back, and turn around with a baby hook with the right hand. Missed it. Cody Hawthorne with his fifth rebound to lead the Silver Streaks. 22-point Galesburg lead. Ross steps into a three and rattles it through. Devin in double figures with 10. He's 4 of 5 from the field tonight, and Galesburg leads by 25.
And yeah, that makes Galesburg so hard to defend. It's tough enough to have to keep an eye on Meeker or Olsen and not let them go off. Then if Devin has his shot on a given night, pretty tough.
Down the lane, Woods on a feed to Hannon, who lays it up and in. He leads Macomb with 8 tonight. And once again, no body put on the guy put to the inside. So we were wrong, Jim. We thought the coaching staff would be pretty happy. Anything but in that first half, apparently, from what Coach Hart told you.
Yeah, at least on the defensive end rebounding. Yeah, I was really surprised, because when we got here tonight, Ryan had kind of a gravelly voice. I said, "How you doing?" He goes, "Oh, I've been fighting this cold for days." And I thought, well, maybe he could rest his voice there in the locker room. But I guess between he and Mike,
nope.
He did not rest his voice.
Here's finally an update on Manuel and Peoria. Rams leading 35-25 at the half. Woods going in from the right side, and Eric Thompson called for a foul as Woods took it to him. Eric feeling beleaguered, I think, after getting called for a travel on the opposite end that I'm not so sure was a travel either. Now he gets called for a push on Marquise Woods, cutting down the right side of the lane, and that's the first foul of the game on Thompson.
Yeah, well, Woods just threw up a piece of garbage there and yep. Was falling down, and the official bailed him out on what was a tough foul call. And the official eyeballed Eric for quite a while after that. He thought Eric was saying something, and he was ready to add a technical to that. Fortunately, he didn't.
40-18 as Woods makes one of two. You were down on the floor, Jim, so you didn't hear me mention that Pekin leads Rock Island at the half, 24-19.
Wow, that's something else.
Now the Streaks nearly turn it over. Ross has to reach out of bounds on the baseline after the deflection to prevent it from going out. He jumps in the lane and puts it up and in with a right-hand floater.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, Pekin beat Moline last night. They always play good defense, and if you let them drag you into their tempo, I mean, historically, they will give you a problem.
Hockey has 10 turnovers tonight. Pekin has only two. Flip down low, Hannett free again, up and in with the low blocks. He sneaks in there, gets down low. They set some screens to free him up as he cuts in, and he's in double figures with 10 now. Silver Streaks lead by 22. Olsen in from the left side, banks it in. Foul on the floor, gives him a chance at a three-point play. That's Jarrett's sixth point of the night.
Well, obviously, McComb did some nice homework there at halftime. Coach Anderson found something that worked at least two times in a row with Hannett getting wide open. We didn't see that in the first half.
Third foul of the game on Marquise Woods, and Jarrett Olsen knocks down the free throw. 2 points in the first and second quarters each. 3 points here early in the third quarter. Galesburg leads 45-20. Woods up top, stays in with three fouls. Into the hands of Fahey. Top of the arc. Swings the ball down low. Hits it left side over to Burke. Intended on the inside pass to Fahey. Hawthorne comes from the backside. Fights for it. And they're going to say out of bounds. They're actually going to call Fahey for the foul. The two of them were standing right on the near sideline below us, battling for the ball. And it's called on a push foul on Fahey, his second. So credit McComb with a turnover and a foul. And the Streaks get it back, leading by 25, approaching the five-minute mark of quarter number three. Olsen works his way left, down the lane, up with the left hand, banks it in again. Jarrett continues to attack the basket here early in the third quarter.
Love to see it. Attack the basket. And again, we were so sorely missing that on Friday night. But you're talking about a much more aggressive and quick Rock Island defense than what we're seeing tonight in McComb.
More than doubles his first half scoring output. He's got nine in the game now. In the right corner, this is Burke with it. Dribbles it back out. Streaks up 22 at the half. Have opened up a 27-point lead. Now Woods air balls one from 19 feet away. Olsen collects the rebound into the front court, gets it to Cody down the lane, and he's fouled going to the basket. And on his way to the basket, up in the air, he handles the ball as it kind of got deflected right back to him, and he tried to put the shot anyway up in the air, but he's going to get two free throws anyway regardless. Third foul of the game now on Carter Fahey. First one by Cody, off to the left. He's got only a point tonight on one of two free throw shooting in the first half.
Get a lot of scouting, of course. I mean, it goes on all year, but especially here in these regionals, the other coaches that you may be playing, you know, are in the stands watching your team's every move.
Cody misses them both. Galesburg's lead stays at 27. McComb with the rebound. Fahey with it right side over to Hannon, right in front of the Bombers bench. Up top, Woods tries to feed it to the inside to Fahey. Backs his way in, puts it up over Hawthorne with a right hand. Got very active just to even get the shot off, but he missed it. Rebound to Meeker into the front court. Scoops it back to Olsen. Jarrett through the lane, lost it. Over the shoulder, feed to Hawthorne. Up and in with a foul on top of it.
Five shots in a row go down for the Silver Streaks as they build that lead to 29 now. Maybe 30 if Hawthorne can hit the free throw. It's 49-20.
Shaw in, Salmons in, just past the four-minute mark of quarter number three. Meeker and Thompson get a rest. Again, Meeker playing with the turf toe that he injured a week and a half ago at Geneseo. And Hawthorne right back to the line where he just missed two free throws a moment ago, and he gets one here to finish off a three-point play. After what was the first foul of the game on Donnie Wetterling. And a heck of a feed by Olsen through the lane. As he looked to attack, the basket was cut off, went left through the lane, and then just fired it over his shoulder. And now Cody Hawthorne is off badly to the left. So he's 1 for 5 from the line tonight. Hannett with the rebound for McComb. Cutting down the lane, guarded by Salmons. So they keep it on the outside into the hands of Burke. To the left side, Corby Foxall back in. Up top it goes to Kyle Rash. Now to the right side, Brandon Van Hannick into the game. Bank shot, turnaround. Foxall knocks it down from about 10 feet away. Over the outstretched fingers of Cody Hawthorne. 49-22, Streaks by 27, under 3.5 to go, third quarter. Ross into the front court up top, Cavante for three. Good. Cavante shot that one with a nice rhythm, and the Streaks cracked the 30-point lead now at 52-22. Kevonte has 7 in the game. 3:08 to go, third quarter. Burke, left side, Manhanic. They swing it around right. It goes to Foxall, just outside the free throw line. Passes it up top to Vananic. Driving in from the left side and up and in as Kyle Rash, as he attacks the basket, reaches back with the right hand and banks it in. 28-point Galesburg lead, 52-24. Give McComb credit. They've continued to attack the basket all night long. Haven't settled for just putting up the shot down big. Spin move in the lane. Olsen tries to finger roll it off the glass, but it won't go down. Rash with the rebound for McComb. Hannett fires it through the lane, deflected away by Shaw, and a steal by Olsen. Into the front court, Jarrett. Left side, Ross. Into a three. Fires it, missed it. Rebound under the basket by McComb. Van Hannett into the outlet. McComb with numbers. Foxall behind the back with the dribble. And off the hands of Burke, out of bounds to the Silver Streaks.
Well, you know, McComb's got a couple of guys that just... And I guess sometimes I describe them as grunts. They just out there, they're working really hard. They can't jump real well. They're not real fast, but they just give you all they got. Burke is one of those guys. And then Foxall, you know, we talked about him. He looks like a football player coming in there. As wide as he is, as tall, and maybe strong. But he makes some shots. I mean, it gives them some physical strength inside, and then their guards are really pretty pure basketball players. So it's an interesting mix for McComb, and I can see why they won 16 games this year.
In the lane, Sammons. T.J. Pendleton into the game up high. Sets a screen for Devin Ross on the left wing. Devin into the lane. Up with a right-hand floater. Rattles in and out. T.J. gets it back. Fouled on the way up. Nope, called for traveling instead. McComb got in there, got a hand on the ball. So T.J. came back down with it. Instead of at least a held ball called, T.J. gets called for the travel instead. Now, I'm not going to bark about it when you're up by 28, right? With a minute 40 to go, third quarter. 52-24, Fahey with it up top, guarded by Shaw. On the outside, Burke, into the lane. Runner with a left hand, too strong off the backboard by Rash. And the rebound, Kevonte Shaw. Ross gets it into the front court, swinging around left into the corner to Sammons. Back into the hands of Memphis Nicholson. Trying to work around a screen from Shaw. TJ has it now. Sammons up top, lost the ball off his angle. Probably got away with a double dribble.
Uh-huh.
Now Shaw with it on the left side. Scoops it back to Memphis. Up top, TJ. Right side, Darius with a minute to go, third quarter. Darius goes left, right, cut off there. Feeds it through the lane, Memphis. Now into the hands of Ross. Devin, the only starter on the floor right now. Trying to shake Hannant defensively. They pass it back out to Pendleton. Lob into Shaw. Got a push from the backside. Kevonte backs his way in. Pump fakes. Man comes down on top of him. Gets it out to Darius for three. And that one's a little bit long. Rebound, Kyle Rash. Darius looked kind of funny heaving that one up there. Wasn't a typical shot in stride. Almost kind of shot-putted it. Now Fahey from the outside hits a three. He's the only guy who's taken any shots from the perimeter. He's one of two from the three-point arc. Galesburg leads by 25 with 19 seconds to go, third quarter.
Yeah, we talked about his inside game. He's got an outside game, too. Watch out for Fahey for McComb in the next couple of years. He's going to be a good one.
Down to 10 seconds to go, Memphis Nicholson. Right side, they clear out for Ross, but he's cut off. Steps back, shoots from 15 feet, missed it. Rebound rattles in and out. Rebound McComb. Fahey tries to throw it into the front court. There's nobody there, and that's the end of the third quarter. Galesburg leads 52-27, heading to the fourth. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Dennis Twitty State Farm on Henderson Street in Galesburg, helping you manage the risks of everyday life, recover from the unexpected, and realize your dreams. By Animal Medical Center, providing the finest veterinary care possible, corner of Carl Sandburg Drive and Seminary Street. By Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. By attorney Robert Lindstrom in the Bondi Building in downtown Galesburg. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Three quarters gone here at John Thiel Gymnasium in the 3A regional semifinal between the Galesburg Silver Streaks and the McComb Bombers. McComb played last night defeating Canton. It was the Bombers' first game in 10 days, and they have to turn around and play back-to-back and take on the number one seed in the Galesburg Silver Streaks. And pretty well been all Galesburg here tonight. Silver Streaks Wouldn't say they got off to a slow start, but they didn't break it wide open early. Finally went on an 11-0 run in the first quarter and have just continued to slowly stretch the lead out ever since, and now lead by 25 as we head into the fourth quarter, leading 52-27. Went through some game stats when we get a moment here as McComb starts off the fourth with the ball, trailing by nearly as many points as they put on the board. Here's Fahey in the lane. Turnaround jumper, no. Meeker back into the game. Steps in front. Gets the rebound. Leads the break. Steps it over to Olsen, who fires a three in stride. Missed it. Memphis Nicholson with a rebound, and the Streaks get another chance at it. 52-27 Galesburg. Two players in double figures are both on the floor. Meeker's one of them, and he has the ball stripped and taken away. Woods, spin move from the outside. There's going to be a foul on the floor prior to that. And the second team foul on the Silver Streaks. This one after the turnover. The second of the game on Eric Thompson. On the inbound, into the hands of Hannett, knocked away from the backside by Meeker, out of bounds.
You know, McComb bumped into 3A this year, and for a number of years they were a large team for 2A, and now they're one of the small teams in 3A, so quite a switch for them in their postseason assignment.
Apparently the seventh smallest team in Class 3A. Silver Streaks are one of the biggest, actually, in 3A. The enrollment shows that they were within, I can't remember what exactly, but enrollment-wise, they're at the top of the 3A scale and dangerously close to going 4A, at least for this year. 7:04 to go in the game. Olsen from the backside battles it off with Wetterling. Finally wins the track meet into the backcourt, steals it away, and lays it up.
Well, those guys really did get after going after the ball. They probably both fouled each other a time or two. Olsen just a little quicker and a little more determined there.
15th Bombers turnover. Silver Streaks lead by 27 again. Their biggest lead was 30 late in the third quarter. And a hand check foul on the outside as Woods put the ball on the floor, working against Eric Thompson. So Eric's picked up three now. Third team foul on Galesburg. And third of the game on Eric.
Yeah, I know the folks years ago in Lewiston, they had some great battles in McComb for regional titles, and they hated to have to go down there because they were a bigger school. Lost two overtime games, and McComb went on to state. And now McComb having to play on a much bigger team's court. They got a bucket there.
Offensive rebound put back by Woods as Hannett in the lane. Fired it too strong off the backboard. Here's Olsen cutting in from the right side on a hesitation drive. The lane cleared out. He got a step on Burke, and Burke kind of looks at the teammates and goes, where's everybody go? There's nobody there to help him out once Olsen got past him. 56-29. Jarrett with 13 in the game. 9 here in the second half. Woods on the outside gets it in the hands of Fahey. Up top it goes to Wetterling, working against Olsen. Again, tomorrow night it'll be Bloomington against Limestone. Limestone finished the season at an even 13-13. They went 8-6 in the Middle Illinois Conference. And here's McComb as Woods kind of hits the official. They both kind of ended up in the same spot on the low blaze line, and Woods just took a swipe at the ball trying to knock the ball back in, and he slapped the official instead.
One of the few times you get away with that. But, you know, McComb this year, they've had a weird year. They played some really good games, but the score came in there last month. They went to Bushnell and lost 37-30. And I mean, Bushnell had a decent year, but I thought, holy cow, I guess... You know, that was us talking with the radio men from McComb. They said, well, that was Bushnell's Super Bowl. They were really loaded up for that game.
Down low, Memphis Nicholson on a good feed from the outside by Olsen. The shot just crawls over the rim and rebound on the weak side by Fahey. They tried to get Memphis into the scoring books. Couldn't do it. Now the McComb turnover. Meeker with a layup at the other end on a bounce pass feed from Kevonte Shaw. That's Ethan's first shot attempt of the second half. 58-29. Bob on the inside to Tannen, steps to the basket, and Hannett kind of falling away from the basket, gets the ball up and in on the basket, and a free throw coming.
All right, it's easy to see why Hannett, one of the key players for this team, 6'1 senior, he just finds a way to get in the basket.
Fourth team foul on the Silver Streaks. Second of the game on Ethan Meeker. You're talking about McComb. I mentioned to you that I had seen that they had lost to Payson Seymour here not long ago. I see where Payson did win tonight. So they are into the sectional final, rather. DeAndre Morin rebounds the missed free throw by Hannett. McComb has been terrible from the free throw line tonight, but in the long run, it hasn't mattered with the Silver Streaks leading by 25. And no starters except for Olsen on the floor as Olsen tries to get it into T.J. Pendleton. It's batted away from the outside. He saves it out to Shaw, quickly feeds it down low to DeAndre, who lays it up and in.
Well, I'm not sure T.J. had that all played out in his mind when he saved the ball the way he did, but it worked out pretty well for him.
And Cavante could have shot a wide-open three, yeah. And then as he squared up to do it, he spotted Morin down low. And now here's T.J. with a pick. Layup and lost it on the way up, but he still laid it up and in.
You're living right when that ball goes in for you. I think he was indecisive. He thought he might dunk it, and then the ball slipped away, and it still ended up falling in the basket.
I quickly looked over at Mike Reynolds. He just looked down to his coaching staff with a really wry smile on his face. Everything going right, and something like that happens, as Jim indicated. Now McComb down low gets it to Jordan Sadler, who lays it up into the left hand. And we may have, for all intents and purposes, a running clock. Not officially a running clock. You don't do that in the postseason, but this may just be free and easy here for the final 4 minutes. Yep. Shaw drains one from the outside. He's got 6.5, and he's in double figures with 10 for the game. 65-33. And they'll just have some fun running up and down the floor here. The officials won't call anything unless they have to. Here's Shaw knocking over Woods, steals it away. Woods gets back and bats away the bounce pass intended for the Streaks in a transition opportunity, offsetting turnovers. Woods at the other end drives to the basket, turns his back to the basket, flips it up and misses it, and Jared Olsen with a rebound. Jared into the front court, all the way down the lane, up with a left hand, and it rolls out, but he draws the foul.
Well, enjoy this last few minutes. I hope we have more games like this, but as you look at our opponents as we go down the line, I don't think there'll be any more blowout wins for the rest of the season. There could be a number of wins, but they're going to be real tough to come by when you look at the likes of Bloomington, LP, Washington, Manual, whoever it is that shows up is going to be really tough.
Yeah, if you had any doubt about how good Bloomington could be, for them to roll up 93 on Manual a week ago tonight, that doesn't get your attention.
At Manual.
66-33 as Olsen makes the first free throw. Now McComb substituting freely. Jacob Ross into the game for Gelsberg as Olsen knocks them both down, and he'll sit down. Mark Harden replacing him. Olsen finishes the night with 15 as the Silver Streaks lead 67-33. And the starters are officially done as Olsen heads to the bench. Manuel up on Peoria High now, 46-27, with 3 minutes to go still in the third quarter there. Rock Island had a really good third quarter. They now lead Pekin after three, 35-28. They were down five at the half. They outscored the Dragons, I think, 16-4, if I'm not mistaken. 16-3, maybe, in that third quarter. Turned a five-point halftime deficit into a seven-point lead at the end of three.
So a good night for the Big Six so far.
UT has already won, defeating Normal Community in overtime. And a push as Sammons goes for a steal on Kyle Rash. And Sammons gets called for the foul, his third. Manuka a winner tonight. We mentioned that we try to keep an eye on the teams that the Silver Streaks have played throughout the season, see how they fare in the postseason. Manuka was a Martin Luther King tournament opponent. And a good one as well. They beat Romeoville 51-46 tonight. Jalen Stanley into the game, joining Morin, Jacob Ross, TJ Pendleton, and Mark Harden on the floor for the Silver Streaks, who lead by 34 with under 2.5 minutes to go in the game. Left-hand shot, no. Rebound by McComb, getting it underneath. Flipped up and in by Brandon Van Anik. 67-35. Morin, right side, Ross on the wing. He'll skip it back out to Stanley. On the left side, Mark Harden in front of the student section. Drives in, right-hand floater over the basket. Weak side rebound by DeAndre. That won't go. TJ up and rolls off. And coming out with a McComb. Into the hands of Kyle Rash, pulls up on the sideline. Now back up top, over the outstretched hands of a teammate, and a timeout by McComb with a minute 45 to go as Jeremy Anderson wants to at least get something out of these guys on the floor here late.
Yeah, just a minute 45 left. Streaks obviously will move on, and Friday night await the winner of tomorrow night's game between Bloomington and Limestone. You know, I guess that Limestone-Bloomington game will be a little bit like Pekin and Rock Island tonight. I think Limestone's got to keep the tempo down. They got to get the ball into to Kepley inside and keep him out of foul trouble and limit Bloomington's possessions. Whether they can do all that, I don't know. We hear the Raiders are good, and you don't see Bloomington over here very often. We played over there.
Part of the King tournament. We played a January 3rd game almost. Yeah. It was really early after the new year.
And we played in their high school a number of times during the when we were playing at the State Farm Classic tournament.
Here, Streaks lead Macomb 67-35 coming out of the Bombers timeout. Macomb turns it over. Morin with a steal. Layup at the other end. Up and in. And DeAndre has four in the game to go along with a couple of rebounds. 69-35 as Macomb plays out the final minute and a half of its season. Silver Streaks just a little over a minute away from win 29. DeAndre with another steal and another layup at the other end. We start talking about crunch time players of the game. Will that do it for DeAndre?
Yeah, I'm not sure it's by 36. Really crunch time, but
certainly
it's fun
not
to watch.
Minute three to go. Ross deflects a pass out of bounds. The Macomb half for turnovers in this quarter. Was that three or four?
How about five?
Okay. 19 for the game. On the inbound to the left wing, Kelly. Now into the near corner. A fake by Foxall. Drives to the baseline and gets fouled by DeAndre. Okay. Other crunch time candidates. Certainly Ethan was very smooth. Knocked down some big shots early in the game. He finished the night with 17.
Eric brought energy. Had some dunks early. Steal.
Yep. High post shot blocked by Ross. Rebound Stanley. Here's DeAndre again. Oh. Goes up for the dunk. Hits the rim. Ross with a rebound put back.
They just jammed that into the rim. Didn't quite get enough elevation there, DeAndre.
Got excited by the student section down there rooting him on. He's got a big smile on his face. But the streak's up 38, 35 seconds to go. 20 Macomb turnovers. DeAndre nearly stole one away again. On the outside, this is Zach Piper with it for Macomb with 22 seconds to go. There's a long three on the outside by Brendan Mueller. Rebound high off the iron by Jacob Ross. Down to 13 seconds to go. Jacob Carl drives in from the right side. Feeds it out. Left wing, Stanley.
People were cheering like he'd made it before he even let it go. What a finish.
It's a 41-point victory and the loudest cheer of the night for Jalen Stanley, the senior, who knocks down a three. And the Silver Streaks are 29-3, and they will play in the regional final here at Thiel Friday night against the winner of tomorrow's Bloomington Limestone game. Stay tuned for the post-game show here coming up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. All together better. And by Cratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Epoxy floors are 100% solid surface for residential, commercial, and industrial. Usable indoors or outside with UV protection. Available in a multitude of colors. They need no maintenance and are food grade safe. Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. By Caring Hands Animal Clinic. Caring Hands, Caring Hearts next to Bart Optical on Henderson Street. By Two Painted Ladies on Seminary Street in Galesburg. Offering upside furniture and unique handcrafted gifts. By Templeton Roofing, best in roofs, Galesburg's commercial and residential roofing contractor since 1930. And by attorney Tricia Blake at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
The official WGIL forecast: clear this evening and a low of 17. For tomorrow, mostly sunny and a high of 38, while for tomorrow night, cloudy with a 50% chance of snow. city temperatures in the low 30s. For Thursday, cloudy, 50% chance of snow and a high of 38, while for Thursday night, becoming partly cloudy and a low of 23. While for Friday, mostly sunny and a high up around 40. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 25.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds, WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Silver Streaks had some fun here tonight as they knocked Macomb out of the postseason, one of the smallest schools in Class 3A. 76-35 with an exclamation point three-pointer by Jalen Stanley right before the end of the game. And the Silver Streaks advance on their 29th victory of the season, one short of the boys' single-season record for victories, as they had 30 in that 98 season, as we've talked about so many times. Mike Reynolds is up here already, so we won't have to wait long to find out his thoughts on this one. And you mentioned at halftime they were frustrated with some of the things that they thought that they weren't seeing, but they didn't let up on Macomb at all. And they took a 22-point halftime lead into a 41-point victory here tonight, their 29th of the season. Let's find out what the coach has to say about it. Jim?
All right, Mike. At halftime, we talked with Ryan Hart, and I thought, well, I'd probably just send him out and do more of the same. He said, no, you got into him a little bit about rebounding there, so if there's anything to take away from this that wasn't good, I guess that was it, but it looked like you played great second half.
Yeah, I mean, I thought our guys continued to compete. We want to get our edge back, you know, and I don't think we've had that for a couple weeks. Ever since that Moline game at Moline, you know, we've kind of been maybe going through the motions, letting, you know, just thinking we're going to, teams are just going to let us do whatever we want. We certainly forced our will tonight, and we know that even a better team's coming on Friday, whether it's Bloomington or the hot limestone team.
With that being said, and some of the injuries you've dealt with, how important was it to get a win like this so you didn't have to stretch the guys for 32 full minutes?
Well, I think it was nice just for our energy and our confidence. You know, I mean, we've struggled a little bit, and then you're banged up, and everybody's saying, oh, how are you injured, or how are you all that? To be honest, we're tired of hearing about that garbage. You know, it's time to play, and I think, you know, Meeker and Jared and Cody responded well, and I thought our other guys played really well, and we have to just continue to keep our pedal on the metal. It will be a little different type of game on Friday, no matter who we play, but we certainly got to be ready to go.
You know, this Macomb team only scored 35 points, but they did make you work. This is not a team that even bothers to shoot the ball from the perimeter. Everything they're trying to do is in the lane, and so for no bigger than they are, I was kind of surprised at how much they try and attack inside.
Yeah, they keep running that, you know, that modified flex. You know, Dixon runs it really well. It looks a lot better with a Big Ten recruit in the middle of it, like any offense does. But I thought our energy and our effort was really good, and I thought our guys just continued to defend. They got caught a couple times, but, you know, you give a team less than 10 points a quarter, you're doing something right.
Eric had a big game tonight, so what's kind of the takeaway in terms of, you got contributions from everybody in some way or another in terms of being able to win and advance forward? What are the kind of the positives you tell the kids in the locker room in terms of moving on to the next step now?
Well, I think just our energy level was really good. I thought, you know, it's nice to see Cavante shoot the ball like that again. You know, I think we got spoiled on that last year, and that new kind of wrinkle play we put in, that high-low, really fits him well, and if they come out on him, he can dump it inside, and you know, we haven't been able to run that lately. We got one-dimensional. It's nice to see, I don't know, we had four guys in double figures, maybe almost close to five or six guys. So I thought it was impressive to see.
And again, Macomb is not Rock Island, but it seemed like that Rock Island game especially, we were just forcing a lot of shots. But this time tonight, I really didn't see that. Everybody seemed to take shots within the flow of the offense.
Well, we didn't have any rhythm going in Rock Island. I think that was a lot to do with no practice, to be real honest. We don't make that many excuses in our program. I thought Rocky, you know, defended us well, and we played right into their hands and didn't play real smart. And we got to be better, and we were better tonight, and we got to even be better Friday. And then if we're lucky enough to get past Friday, then, you know, you got to continue to be better. And our A game wins. You know, we understand that. Our A game wins. The three teams that beat us, you know, we tip our hat. They played better than us that day, but I don't think they're better teams than us, you know, overall. So we've got to bring our best effort, our A game, and if somebody knocks us off in our A game, we definitely will tip our hat to them. But nobody's beat us when we've played our A game, so we want to play our A game throughout.
You've got to practice tomorrow before you know who you will play on Friday. If it's Limestone, we've already seen them.
Yeah.
So do you start trying to work some things in to prepare for Bloomington tomorrow? Or are you still focusing on your own kids tomorrow and then worry about getting for a specific team?
We've seen Bloomington enough, and that 93 points they put on Manuel, we've been putting things in for a week and a half to kind of counteract some of the things that they do well, which, to be honest, is a lot of the same things Limestone does well, a lot of the same things Rock Island did well against us. So we've already, you know, continued to practice. We haven't told the guys that. I always think that they're not smart enough to figure it out. They probably already know, but under the guise of we're working, continue to work to get better, and we'll continue to do that. And knowing that really the game plan works no matter if it's Limestone or Bloomington. Bloomington plays a little faster than Limestone, but they don't have any better athletes.
Finally, what do you know about the kids' health right now? I mean, Ethan looked close to 100% to me. Jarrett, I mean, unless we knew about things coming into the game, we would have thought, I mean, obviously still Cody with the finger, but otherwise, what's the status of those guys?
Well, they're as close to 100% as they're going to get. You know, they're icing now. They'll continue to ice, and they'll continue to get therapy. And they're just going to have to play through. They will not be 100% the entire year. They're just going to have to play through and get comfortable being a little uncomfortable in their body. And I thought they were able to do that tonight, and hopefully the comfort level gets better and better as the year goes on.
Congratulations, opening win in the regional, and let's put a call out right now. Everybody that was here last Friday night, come back again this Friday night. You'll need the place rocking for a great regional final.
Yeah, I hope the Rocky people stay home, but the other ones that gave us our good mojo, they're invited back.
Thanks, Mike.
Final here, 76-35, Streaks advance with a win over Macomb. Bombers end the season 16-12. Galesburg advances at 29-3. We'll take a break here on the postgame, come back and look at our final numbers, give you our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game as well, as the Silver Streaks win at 76-35. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Exciting Silver Streak basketball and the exciting lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs at Galesburg Nissan. From one end of the court to the other, we feature the most dependable and fuel-efficient dream team. New to our lineup, the 2016 Nissan Titan full-size pickup featuring the powerful Cummins V8 diesel engine. Towing capacity of a three-quarter ton with half-ton comfort and features never before offered on a full-size truck. Check it out now at Galesburg Nissan, where you just can't buy a Nissan for less.
Looks like the mailman's here with a great big package. I wonder if that's for Mommy. Did Daddy give Mommy presents? Oh my goodness, that is huge. Ooh, it's kind of heavy, huh? Let's see what we got. A power bill?
Giant power bills are no present. Save money on yours with a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Dennis Twitty State Farm on Henderson Street in Galesburg, helping you manage the risks of everyday life, recover from the unexpected, and realize your dreams. By Animal Medical Center, providing the finest veterinary care possible, corner of Carl Samory Drive and Seminary Street. By Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. By attorney Robert Lindstrom in the Bondi Building in downtown Galesburg. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
Exciting news from Dave's Auto Body. We are now F-150 aluminum truck specialists. We're one of the small percentage of shops in the state of Illinois who are equipped to handle this brand new truck. It's exciting for us. It's a great truck. Come to Dave's Auto Body if you need to have it repaired.
This is Antoine R. Martin. Join me tomorrow at 5:15 on Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL when I'll sit down with Wayne Saline, Republican candidate for the 74th District of the Illinois General Assembly.
Silver Streaks win it here tonight, 76-35. Let's continue our post game with the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Jim?
Well, you know, we were debating over several players. Ethan Meeker got off well, hit some shots early, and announced his presence with authority, so to speak. Then you had Eric Thompson, speaking of which he did the same. He had a couple of steals, he had some dunks, and he was instrumental early in the ball game. And then you said, what about the guy that came off the bench first? And as soon as you said Kevontae Shai, I said, you know what, that's the guy. He did everything well tonight. He always defends well. He made some shots. He made 3 points. He made inside. He
He had some assists. In fact, you know, you made an observation, said that he might be the best passer on this team, and I really probably couldn't argue with that.
Well, and sometimes especially in terms of passes to basket ratio. I mean, if that were a stat, and Lord knows somewhere, probably it is. But in terms of the number of passes that he sends that turn directly into points, it seems like I think he's got to have that hands down on the team. He just has the ability to find open guys and get them at just the right time, at just the right moment, in just the right position.
Yeah, yeah. And in fact, I think of a number of times this season where he's made great passes and then it hasn't finished. He probably could have a lot more assists than maybe he gets. But yeah, you know, it's, and when Jared Olsen came in and assumed one of the starting spots, there was, you know, I talked with a couple of people who thought, boy, I thought maybe this was Cavante's turn to get to start. And while certainly he, you know, he earned that, but I just think he's the type of player that is a great six man.
Yeah.
I think he's more effective there. There's not many teams that can bring a guy off the bench that can score, that can defend, and can pass, like you said, an all-around game like he does.
Yep.
And it's just a tremendous weapon, because you get one of those guys in foul trouble down low, and a lot of teams go to the bench and settle for a guy that they're just trying to get some minutes out of until they get their starter back out there. Really, you got a sixth starter coming in Cavante Shaw. He's that skilled. And so, yeah, love his game. Loved his game tonight.
Well, Cavante, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, you better call Dave. So now let's get through the rest of our final statistics. Brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
All right, Galesburg has a good night from the field. 18 out of 43. Is that what we ended up with?
Streaks?
30? Yeah.
Or McComb. Streaks I had, I thought we were like 31 of 56 is what I had.
Okay. Yeah, I'm thinking I did not add that right. Oh, I was flashing back a game. I had the Rock Island
game. Oh, don't go back to that game. No.
I got all my charts mixed up here. I was looking around. Yeah, I said those numbers. I thought, that's not right. Yeah, that's much better. 31 of 56, 55% from the field.
I'm having terrible flashbacks now.
Yeah, we want to bury those Quincy and Rock Island games, and I still got them here in my stack of papers. For McComb tonight, they were 16 of 40, 40% from the field. Galesburg wins the battle of the boards 30 to 24, and McComb had 20 turnovers, Galesburg 8. And I'm sure if you told Coach Jeremy Anderson before the game your team's going to come out here and have 20 turnovers, he'd have probably said, we're probably not going to win that game, and that sure is the case.
Yeah, that's exactly what he told you in the pregame. You know, we've got to cut down on our turnovers, and how many turnovers of theirs did we see tonight that turned directly into Galesburg points?
Yeah, when the Streaks went to that press in the second quarter, that was kind of the finisher right there.
Other team stats, as Jim alluded to from time to time throughout the game, they hardly shot the ball from outside. McComb finished just 1 of 3 from three-point range. Silver Streaks were 8 of 19. Bombers were only 2 of 8 from the free throw line. Galesburg was 6 of 10. Individual scoring, Grant Hannett, the only Bomber in double figures with 12. Then Joe Burke, Corby Foxall, and Carter Fahey each finished with 4. Marquise Woods with 3. And let's see, Jordan Sadler late with 2. Also, Braden Vinanek, Kyle Rash, and Donnie Wetterling all finished with 2 points apiece as well. As Mike Reynolds indicated, 4 Silver Streaks in double figures tonight. That's a great way to start the postseason. Led by Ethan Meeker with 17, Jarrett Olson with 15, Devin Ross, his first game in double figures in a while with 12, and Cavante Shaw, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game off the bench, with 10. Eric Thompson with a couple of dunks for 6. DeAndre Morin, 6 points, all in the fourth quarter. Cody Hawthorne had 3. He was the Streaks' leading rebounder with 5. Jalen Stanley got the last points of the game for his 3 tonight. TJ Pendleton and Jacob Ross each finished with 2. Everybody played. The rest of the players did not score. As Galesburg wins it, 76-35. And I think we've got one more break. So let's take a final break. We'll kind of set the stage here in the postseason when we come back and run through our other final thoughts as well. As Galesburg wins it over McComb, 76-35. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Say, what's for lunch?
Breakfast.
No, what's for lunch?
Oh, yeah, breakfast.
Breakfast for lunch?
Yep.
Then what's for dinner?
Breakfast is.
I thought you said breakfast was for lunch.
Oh, I totally did.
But now you're saying breakfast is for dinner.
Oh, yeah, I am.
So, wait, is lunch for breakfast?
No, breakfast is for breakfast. With McDonald's all-day breakfast menu, which includes the Egg McMuffin, hotcakes, and hash browns, anytime is delicious breakfast time.
Man, I'm heading to McDonald's. Have a good afternoon.
Don't you mean good morning?
I do now.
McDonald's all-day breakfast menu varies by location.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by Caring Hands Animal Clinic, Caring Hands, Caring Hearts, next to Bart Optical on Henderson Street, by Two Painted Ladies on Seminary Street in Galesburg, offering upcycled furniture and unique handcrafted gifts, by Templeton Roofing, best in roofs, Galesburg's commercial and residential roofing contractor since 1930, and by attorney Tricia Blake at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
In order to play your best game, you gotta have a great team by your side. You need someone making sure you're covered at all times. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Savea Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Craddy Insurance is like the defending guard on your basketball team. We'll help you select the right coverage for your home, so when the game of life doesn't go as planned, you're covered. And with our auto home discount, you'll save money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Savea Mutual Insurance.
Stay at home, bid by phone, and buy stuff cheap during the WGIL radio auction. Saturday morning, March 19th on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Let's run through some final scores here before we close out from John Field Gymnasium. Around the area, teams of interest, Rock Island ends up winning over Pekin. They were down 5 at the half. They end up winning it by 13, 52-39, knocking the Dragons out of the postseason, so Rock Island advances. We told you earlier United Township advanced with an overtime win over Normal Community. I don't have the score in front of me now, but I think it was 53-47. Quincy was a big winner, 64-35 over Granite City tonight, so it's a clean sweep for the remaining Big Six teams going 4-0 this evening. Simeon, a big winner in Class 4A. They're always a threat. Rockford Boylan's having a terrific year. They're in 3A. They beat Rochelle by 20. DeKalb, the team we've seen from time to time in the past, they're having a terrific season in 4A. They barely beat South Elgin by 5. Brimfield in 1A wins their sectional game tonight, 72-48 over Freeport-Aquin. And, oh, Manuel beat Central, and now I can't find that score, but they won that one by, like, 20, I want to say. So it was a tight game throughout the first half, and they ended up pulling away in the second half. So I'll find that one. Any final thoughts, Jim, before we get ready for... Oh, there it is. 76-51 is what the Rams wanted over the Lions. So no surprises tonight.
No, and that's what Peoria High. They're a team that could put it in the basket, but you just figured they didn't have enough defense over four quarters to probably hold Manuel down. And I think any time you're not a real good defensive team, you don't last very long in the postseason. And, I guess maybe this team we're going to see Friday night, they gave up 80-some to Manuel and still won by a dozen.
Had a big fourth quarter in that game. What, they put up 30?
Yeah.
Was it just 30 points in the fourth quarter?
It was a tight game, and then they just went crazy in the fourth quarter. So maybe they got that out of their system. Of course, they got to win tomorrow night.
True.
Limestone will give them a shot, but I can't imagine athletically that's going to stay too close for very long. So
Limestone's playing better. It's just a team I don't like to see in the postseason, though. You might remember, what was it, 2 years ago?
Last year, wasn't it?
Was it just last year when we barely escaped?
Yeah, that
them
was down there.
Double
Canton.
Overtime.
Yeah, that's
when
they had that shot sitting on the front of the rim that would have beat us
at the end of regulation. Yeah.
Yep. Of course, the guy that shot that graduated. He was a real problem for us. But anyway, they've still got a good center and a good coach there. And Limestone, we'll see what they can do here tonight or tomorrow night against Bloomington. So yeah, we're just waiting to see the final on the LP game because that regional winner is the one that takes on this regional winner in the first game over in Peoria next week.
LaSalle Peru leading Rock Falls at the end of three quarters, just 38-36 there. And I haven't seen anything on Metamora and Peoria Notre Dame. And, of course, we're certainly keeping an eye on that one as well because Metamora is going to be a big problem in our regional sectional complex as well. Here we go. Rantoul over Urbana halfway through the fourth quarter, 68-45. So another one of those former opponents from this season that we try to keep an eye on in the postseason because they are the top seed in their regional sectional complex as well.
They're tough.
We beat them once, and that was fine. Let's send them on their way, because they had some college bodies on that team. Those guys were good.
Silver Streak winning here tonight, 76-35. They advance at 29-3. And again, I'll play the winner of tomorrow night's Bloomington Limestone game in the regional final coming up here at John Thiel Gym on Friday night. Jim, we'll see you then.
All right, look forward to it.
James Noble, our broadcast engineer at the downtown studios. For James, for Jim Lee, I'm Brad Binowitz. Streaks win it by 41. They'll play again Friday night. We'll see you then. Good night from John Thiel Gym.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.